السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Someone came to Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah and asked him, Hazrat, who is closer to Allah Ta'ala, the men of knowledge or the men of tasawuf? So in our terms, you could say the men of tasawuf are anyone, a doctor, a lawyer, even the men of knowledge, but they are working on their heart. So he told the man, wait, I will show you. So there are two groups, the men of tasawuf and the men of knowledge. So he took two rocks and he threw one at the men of knowledge and then the men of tasawuf. So the men of knowledge got up and said, who threw that? And the men of tasawuf got up and said, Ya Allah. So he asked the men, who remembered Allah Ta'ala first? So for this remembrance and recognition of Allah Ta'ala to come in our lives, we all need a friend in the end. So that is the relationship between the Sheikh and the Murid. So further to this, recently in the Kitab reading, for this relationship to work, in Azadwal they mentioned that in the past they would take the sesame seed and they would polish the sesame seed so fine that you would be able to look at the oil through the seed. And then what they would do afterwards, they would take the sesame seed and leave it with the roses. So this is the relationship between the Sheikh and the Murid. So the Murid, as we learn from our beloved Sheikh, he has to work 95%. So 95% blood, sweat and tears. So the journey is not easy, and yes, his heart will bleed. He will cry tears and he will sweat. But with the Sheikh in front of him, he will look forward to his heart bleeding. He will relish the tears and his sweat will give him more energy. So another way to describe this is, for example, just say someone was coming to the majlis and he came to pick someone up, but he didn't even know the majlis was happening. So he came to sit in the back. But now he's waiting in the back and the waterfall of love is falling on the Sheikh. So without him even knowing, he too gets wet. So when he gets wet, he will go now with his clothes wet. He doesn't even know, he will go home, but now he's thinking, hey, wah, wah, what happened here? So now he's going, coming back to the majlis, he's coming back to the majlis and he's saying, this is the man for me. So after that, now he will take bayat with the Sheikh. And now not only will his clothes get wet, he will have a small bucket with him. So now he's taking water in the bucket. Now he's moving majlis to majlis and his whole life is, Allah Ta'ala, I want you. Allah Ta'ala, I need you. Allah Ta'ala, I must have you. That's his whole life, majlis to majlis. And after that, he will realize that as he's going along and he's learning from his Sheikh how to fix his character, how to make ibadat, how to leave out sin, now that sand bucket will become a jojo tank, and imagine after that, maybe who knows, a dam. But during the journey, yes, he will fall down and there will be holes in his bucket. But Allah Ta'ala will make it such that when he presents himself in the majlis, one nazar from his Sheikh and the holes are fixed. That is the beauty of the majlis. So these are just a few points for remembrance for myself first, but if anyone who is thinking, hey, you know what I should do, I just feel that advice would be good for someone who wants to take the jump. And then a second point I wanted to mention is that Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah, used to say that when choosing a guide, choose a guide that has walked the desert of fears. So from my own experience with our beloved Sheikh, what I thought was a big problem was actually a very small problem. And another time, it's not even a problem, it's actually your salvation that lies in the problem. So a small story, one day I had a problem. So I said, hey, how am I going to tell Mufti Sahab? Hey, writing the message, making the voice note, I said, hey, this problem is a big problem. I catch Mufti Sahab after Asar and I tell him the problem. So I went to Mufti Sahab, I built up the courage, I gave him my long story. Mufti Sahab just took my hand and tapped it and said, Muhammad, that will carry on. So no solution, no wazifa, nothing. Take it like a man. And then, subhanAllah, after 1 week or 2 weeks, I noticed, hey, this is what I needed in my life. So Mufti Sahab took the whole ocean and put it in one drop. And that was the comfort of the heart, and that's how I saw progress in a situation that I thought was a bad situation. And then and a third point to make is the importance of intention. So well, it only came into my life recently, and I think we all, Mustafa mentioned about, especially in the morning when you wake up, what to make your intentions. May Allah Ta'ala grant me a day in your happiness, your acceptance, your pleasure, keep me away from sin, etc. So myself, I noticed that the days I would forget, I could feel something is wrong. You know, that's how important the intention is. So, and on a lighter note, one day Mufti Saab was having a program in Stanger, and when I left home, I made intention for Musafir. I didn't know the distance. I went to fetch Hafiz Shuaib, and then I told him, Hafiz Saab's here. I don't know the turnoff. You make sure you tell me. Hafiz Saab started talking, and we ended up in Mpangeni. So that was the power of the intention, but we made it back for the bayan. Alhamdulillah. So, yeah. And then a last point to make, I think for myself, a lot of people, all of us here, we forget. We forget sometimes who introduced us to some sort of dini activity, etc. He's not here now, but for example, like my friend Mohammed Manak, he introduced me to Mufti Saab. So I think from my side, like one advice is that we must always make dua for the people that invited us to some sort of deen. And another point from that is that you never know who you might pick up for the majlis, or you might introduce to a pious person, that not only their lives could change, but the generations from that could change. So it's very important that sometimes in your heart you say, hey, maybe I'll tell this guy or I'll tell that guy, but go for it, you know, because you never know whose life could change. Jazakallah.